The Triple M Footy.
Listen to the fans.
Fan Podcast.
That's right. Listen to the fans. It's the Triple M Footy Fan Podcast. We talk footy. You talk footy. We're back for another week. My name's Rudy Edsel, your host. I'm joined by Tommy Beers.
G'day, gents. Good to be back.
And we've subbed in this week Big Georgie Porter from across the border.
Yep.
I like that. I've come up with that before. Yeah. That's good.
Who was in? Who have I subbed in for?
Well, you haven't subbed in for anyone. You've just
unreplaceable.
Yeah, you're our super sub. Injury sub.
It's good to be back. I'm looking forward to getting down to Nuffy Apparel.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Stay tuned for that.
Can't wait. But we are going to kick off, fellas, with our Legend of the Week. Tommy Beers, you're up first.
Happy to kick this one off. And this is a guy who not only has rescued my Supercoach team over the last couple of weeks, but he is a very, very enjoyable player to watch.
150s everywhere.
Absolutely. And that is the new St. Kilda skipper, Jack Steele. How good is he to watch? He's a magnet. He's tough. He goes out. He puts his head over it. He tackles. He does everything you want in a player and a captain. And like I said, 150 Supercoach points don't hurt, but he was instrumental in dragging the Saints back over the line against West Coast when they were absolutely torched at about halfway through the third quarter, had a 50-odd point turnaround. He's my legend of the week.
He is. He just complete performances every week, pretty much.
He's a star.
Absolute
star.
Top notch.
That was the most unwinnable game of the entire week, looking at it.
And he chucked the boys on his back and took them to the 50-point
turnaround. Yeah. Couldn't believe it. I was at the pub and I looked at 1 minute and I was like, oh, geez, West Coast are getting it done.
Yeah, any price for
couple
West
pint,
Coast.
A couple of pints later, they've bloody won the game the same. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
At one point as well, so they got ahead and there was still 15 minutes to play. I'm like, they're going to win this by 10. But that was, we talked about last week, you and I, Beersy, how that was pretty much the worst performance of the year by St Kilda.
Yep, they
turned around and they've had the best win of the year.
100%.
Ports, who is your Legend of the Week?
One game, one nomination, Lockie Jones.
Oh, yes.
And, he played a good game. I think he had 17, 18 disposals running off half back. He looked good. I love the size of the guy. And that was well
He's
well
a thick said. Boy.
Thick with a double C.
Yeah.
T-H-I-C-C. JB said it well. There's never been a more Port Adelaide bloke looking bloke to pull on the Port Guernsey.
Yeah.
And I think it goes to show, they draft very well, Port Adelaide, and it's nice to see, not nice to see, it's just good to see something different where they don't draft a young on-baller skinny kid.
Yeah.
We'll take the big boy and we'll just bring him straight in. I know it's round four or five or something, but it's great to see him have an immediate impact.
He's going to be a cult figure for a very long
big
time.
Big time.
I think so. Speaking of cult figures, my legend of this week is the big fella out of WA. Well, he's actually out of Cobden, but he's playing for Freo. Big Sean Darcy. Now, you talk about your thick boys.
Oh, he's
extremely thick.
Yeah.
He's large. He kind of looks a little bit like a large baby.
Yeah.
Like he's had as a baby's head attached to a Freo jersey.
Bill keeps saying he just needs to lose the puppy fat.
He's a big, big boy.
Saying that for 6 years.
And there's a good stat getting around. So his game on the weekend, the legend himself, Sir Swamp Thing, tweeted this one earlier. If I can just find it on Twitter.
We'll just pad for you for a second.
Well, as long as he didn't swear in the tweet.
He did not swear in the
Sean
tweet.
Sean Darcy's been dropping bombs on Triple
M. He has.
Absolutely.
So the more than one. The tweet I saw earlier was that he's the first bloke, or in a complete list of players with 10-plus hit-outs to advantage, 5-plus contested marks, and 3-plus goals in a game. Sean Darcy, 2021 round 4, Fremantle v Hawthorn.
That's it.
So that's a pretty serious game.
Only person ever.
Yeah. He's going to look real good in the blue and white hoops when he comes back.
And
you said he did engender a little bit of swearage on the weekend. Yeah. First of all, there's a piece of audio getting around
post-game
from Fox Footy.
A
piece of audio getting around from Fox Footy where sounds like Hutto drops the magic when he kicks a bomb.
There's never been
more than sounds like it. He just straight up dropped it.
I can't think of another word he could possibly have been saying, but there has been no clearer swear word said on air than that.
And I'm not sure we're allowed to play it. But
yeah, we won't play it.
It up if you want to.
I'm happy to give Hutto the podcast because he's a pro. But then also in our post match with him, and we might insert this audio later so you can hear it, but he dropped the magic 2 times.
Yeah.
And also a shit. when he realised he
dropped it, yeah.
What does Big Sean Darcy tuck into for dinner tonight after a win?
Oh, I'll be sleeping pretty soon, so. I'll have some pasta, probably from last night, and yeah, head off.
Hey, mate, you haven't received the Brownlow medal votes.
Just the magic. Just the magic. That's all right.
Oh,
mate.
Shit.
Oh, no, hang on.
I like that because it gives you a good insight into the person that they are.
100%.
Who was it?
It slipped through the filter.
Rowan Marshall on the Sunday Footy Show a few years ago.
But he thought they were pre-recording. That's why he dropped it, and he's like, and then he went on with it. But Shawnee, there's no mistaking that, mate. You're live on air. And you can just hear the guys in the Triple M box just laughing.
Yeah.
Like, trying to pad after that. Like, did he really just say
did that? Actually just
where's the
us?
Dump button?
Good times. Now, we wanted to chat a little bit of Nuffy apparel, George. This is your yarn.
This is your yarn.
I brought this one back with me. So I was over in Perth last week, and they're a very, you're either, the West Coast to Frio ratio is way out.
Give us a percentage.
Oh, I would say it's 80-20.
Yeah, that's probably unders, to be honest.
You reckon? Yeah, well, they're a very, is it parochial? Is that the word that I should be saying here?
I think that's a very fair term, yes.
And while I was out in Perth at a coffee shop in the morning, getting some lunch, whatever it might be, I just realized that the West Coast fans are hitting a new level of Nuffy.
Mm.
And it's because the fans choose to wear the media polo as a outfit for casual occasions.
Right.
Fashion statement, if you will.
Do you reckon they can get away with it a bit more because it's it is a two-team town, but it's really one.
So, okay.
And it's like, oh,
let's
you
go,
know, here
let's
he
go,
is again.
Let's go with a couple of situations or scenarios, right? Meeting a mate for a coffee.
Yep.
I'm just going to get up, get dressed. What should I put on? Geez, I've got the media polo here. Give a bit of SGIO, a little bit of give that a run. Put that on, go for a coffee.
Massive no.
No. Okay. Let's go with
if it's not game day.
Not on game day. Wednesday morning.
Yeah, no.
Okay, let's go with Thursday Arvo pint at the local.
Are they playing on Thursday night?
No.
No.
Mm.
Wear another shirt. Wear a normal shirt.
I used to have a Geelong media-ish polo that I wore back in the day, but I don't.
But if you, who buys? Okay, this is the point. Who buys the media polo unless you're working
Sometimes
at the
you
club?
You get them on clearance, $50 Rebel or something.
Anyway, so that made
it's
me,
a no from me.
That made me think: what is appropriate, or what at what Nuff level might you be at, determined or based on the clothing you have?
I think the only thing that you can wear to a game as a fully grown adult, is a scarf and a hat or a beanie.
Yep.
To a game, I don't know. Okay, actually, you can get away with a polo. Club polo to a game.
Okay.
But that's it.
Not a jumper. Not casual clothes at the coffee shop.
Not Wednesday morning for coffee. But full grown men in the playing strip, big no-no. Face painting as an adult.
Yeah, that's bad.
Massive no-no.
Can you do Guernsey over a t-shirt if you're a fully grown man to
only at the finals.
In 2009, I spent $150 on a Geelong 150-year anniversary jersey, and I wore it for a couple of years after that, and I will not apologise.
It's called a Guernsey.
Apologise, you're right. That's fair enough.
Okay, but then we also realised that grand final day and or week is just...
Yeah, if your team's in it, you can do whatever you like.
Yeah,
but
absolutely everything. That's fair
not
enough.
Not round five.
I want to keep up with the Kit Chat boys because GWS are debuting a new dark one.
I like Kit Chat.
They should make it their normal one, I reckon.
Yeah, it's almost really better, good. Isn't it?
So it's a full charcoal. Full charcoal with a neon
orange
outline of the G, I'm not a biggest fan of the G.
Logo. I don't mind it. It's a bit American sport, but I don't mind it.
Yeah.
It looks different to all the other stuff in
this footy. The Adelaide one on the weekend divided a few opinions. What do you guys make of it?
I quite liked it.
I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
The yellow had a bit about it.
The thing that I liked about it was that it was demonstrable. It's like very, you could tell it was Adelaide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were so opposed to it.
I don't think it was there, but it never looks good with the white shorts either.
But is it better than the yellow shorts?
Wears yellow shorts?
If you were going to match it, then that would be the alternative.
I think the Adelaide white away Guernsey was quite good with the three colours.
Mm. They're just a bit too much clash. White with dog.
North,
I should say, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they've rolled that one out.
I think it's a pass mark. I didn't mind it.
I liked it as well.
Not too bad. Good Kit Chat.
Yeah.
We'll bring that back. I think there's some legs on that.
You're a Kit Nuffy yourself, so I think you definitely...
Well, the sponsors have managed to stay above the number, which I'm pretty upset about.
I just wanted to chat as well. Nat 5 on the weekend. He's kicked 0-6.
Kicking boots were left at home.
Kicking boots were
left
at home.
See, if Hutto said the F word after Fife missed his sixth, I would understand it.
Yeah. He had him, in his same game multi. That's why.
But he's jumped out. He's jumped out after the game to try and get his eye back in. And it just made me think everyone remembers, there's games out there where you just that bloke would have torn the joint to shreds. Yeah. If he could just kick straight.
Lockie Neal had one last year, very similar. I think it might have been 0-5 or 0-6 as well. He was still the best on ground and dominated. But it's like, geez, if you had to kick those, it would have been one of the all-time games, you know. If you had to kick two or three of them even, not even all five or six. But, when mids get the blinkers on, they know they've got 0-4 or whatever. And they're like, oh, I need to redeem myself here. And they get within 50 or 60 and just go full
blinkers. Lockie Neal's going, this is the difference between 2 and 3. Yeah. I need all of them I can get.
I didn't see this game. So were they set shots or is he on the run? Is he having
a couple
pot shots?
Set shots.
Right.
Yeah, okay. A couple. And there was one that he really got on the run 35 out. Running in and just completely
missed. Well, it reminded me of the Dangerfield when Paddy Dangerfield got injured against Hawthorn early. Jarrett,
he played full forward.
He kicked 5-6. And he could have one of those games where he's kicked 10.
I remember him limping off that game. I reckon it was. They thought he did his knee or something. I mean, yeah, not like danger to exaggerate anything, was it? Jesus, come on! Danger. I reckon he probably picked up 3 Brownlows as well.
He was the best on your ground by him. By a mile.
This is my favourite one. So run us through this one. I like this. I forgot this existed.
The other one I want to discuss was Hawthorn v Western Bulldogs in 2007. Hawthorn won by 84. I think they've kicked 22-19. Buddy Franklin, 2 goals, 11 of those. 2-11.
That's proper spraying them.
13
shots on goal.
I'd love to know if there's been someone kick more point behinds than that in a game.
Yeah, they would have to have happened in local
Swamp,
footy.
Swamp if you're listening.
Yeah, Swamp if you're listening.
Get in touch. Tag us in.
Had a little look and the best I could find was Calvin Templeton one day kicked 15 goals, 9.
Jeez, that's a day out.
Yeah, and there was another game which I actually remember when I was a kid. Jason Dunstall kicked 17-5, which is, that's 22 scoring shots in
a game. That's a lot.
Mental. Mm. And now, I think,
come on, bud.
Just about
there, actually,
done.
No, yeah. just to touch on that, there would be some good local.
There'd be some incredible local games.
Yeah,
incredible.
Sure.
Before we clock off, boys, I just want to get off you fellas your underdog picks for the week. So which underdog you think will win?
Do we want to just slightly touch on what I flagged would happen last week?
Yes. Yeah, indeed.
I said the Pies would get done by GWS because for whatever reason, we just cannot play well against GWS. It was the worst game of the round. I'm filthy on it because we played horrifically and my team lost, but I saw this coming. Now, seriously, the Pies just cannot beat the Giants. There's something about them, doesn't matter how strong or weak they are, we always find a way to stink it up against them. Like, there was that prelim final when Grundy had 28 disposals, 75 hitouts against
Shane Mumford,
300-year-old Shane Mumford, and we still managed to lose, and they had... Cogs out, Toby Green was out suspended. Yeah. Like every excuse in the world, we just can't beat them. So I just can't wrap my head around. Like we should be favourites. The Giants are going terribly, but I wouldn't be backing the Pies at $1.25 or whatever they are.
Oh yeah, absolutely spot on, Beersy. You must be happy with that call.
Oh yes, yeah, very stoked now. But anyway, we'll move on to this week. Yeah. I'm taking Freo to beat Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval now. The Crows won by 40-odd points, but they were down to the worst team in the history of the competition at three-quarter time. They're not going that
well. Last weekend in North.
Yeah. So I think Freo, with Fife back in there flying, they should be okay, and I reckon they'll be right in that game up to their neck.
Yes, I tend to agree with you. It will be an interesting one.
Are Hawthorn better than Adelaide?
Because
if Freo...
I'm not sure.
Freo
probably
beat...
I reckon they're probably better.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. It'll be an interesting game. I'm still backing Adelaide, but I see.
Yeah. I'm taking Freo. Ports.
Well, when I did my tips, and I'm not tipping well this year, and I ran down this list this week, they were all pretty straightforward. So I'm not sure.
But on paper, every week it looks straightforward until it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take the Giants over Sydney because I think without knowing, they've got a pretty good record in that Battle of the Bridge.
Yeah.
The Swans obviously they going very well. Maybe the new Guernsey might just give them
a bit of charcoal.
Bit of Guernsey chat victory style. so we'll
the
see.
Neon That's, G is going to get them over
if
the
I,
line.
Yeah, if I had to pick one, I'd go the Giants because anything can happen in
So, what do you got, Rudes?
I'm not game enough to pick Hawthorn to beat Melbourne, nor am I ballsy enough to go with Port to beat Carlton. Carlton to beat Port. Even though, so what I've gone with is Essendon to knock off Brisbane.
That's ballsy up there.
It is ballsy up there.
The Danaher Cup.
Yeah, the Danaher Cup. I just feel like, you know, maybe Essendon will a little bit of emotion and, you know.
They're going better than they were.
They're going better than they were. Brisbane are a touch off. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. I'm not, I'll put it this way. I won't be tipping it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's possible.
To tip one.
Yeah. It's possible. It's possible.
Mm.
So they've been okay.
Yeah, don't mind it.
But yeah, I think it's just about enough out of us. We've taken up enough of your time this afternoon or this morning, probably when you're listening to it.
Yep.
So enjoy.
On your way to work.
Enjoy the footy. Enjoy the footy this weekend. Make sure you listen to Triple M for all the games and keep looking back to the show at Triple M Footy.